Hey, this is Gabe Neitzel. You're listening to 94.5 ESPN, WKTI and WKTI HD, Milwaukee.
A locally owned Good Karma brand station.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Packers taking on the Giants this weekend, and as we continue to do the screw it, let's try it here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, who should the Giants try for their next head coach, gang? Because I got to throw out some things. I know you guys talked to Adam Schefter yesterday. I know Adam Schefter said there's at least one owner in the league who thinks that Jeff Hafley could be a good fit for the New York Giants, much to Packers fans' chagrin. But I also saw some bloggers talking yesterday, and take it for what it's worth, but it was a Giants blog as I was trying to, you know, prep for the matchup. And I heard a name that Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy, this Giants fan, was saying, why not bring back Big Mike to the league and have him lead the Giants? So obviously there's a Packers connection there. Chewy, what do you think? You think Mike McCarthy's still got some gas in the tank? You think he could still lead a team, maybe get a team to the playoffs? That Giants team, guys, for whatever you think of what Brian Daboll has done, Jackson Dart, they have put a lot of talent around him. They've got a ton of draft picks. It looks like a very alluring opportunity for some head coach. Chew.
I still think he's qualified. I think the trend now for owners in the NFL is to go younger because they relate probably better with their players because the game has changed. I really don't see that happening, even though, I mean, he was good in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't great. He never got them to where they thought they, I mean, the one game that sticks out to me is Green Bay going there and blowing the absolute doors off of them when Dallas was, that was supposed to be, I would say out of the last handful of years, that was supposed to be their year. And I think that sticks with a lot of people. So, I mean, look at Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's been a flop in Las Vegas.
Mm.
I just think the trend now is to go younger, which makes Hafley so
attractive.
Inviting.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Gabe, would you hear Mike? By the way, I'm just looking up. Sports Illustrated has him as the odds-on favorite to get the job. Now, again, that's from DraftKings, I think. But plus 700 to be the Giants' next permanent head coach.
Yeah, look, I think he can still coach offense. You take a look at, you know, what he was able to do in 2021. They had the highest scoring offense in the league. They had the fourth highest in 22, and they had the highest in 23. Last year, he had to operate a lot without Dak Prescott, but he still made Cooper Rush look a lot better than he did this year when he started for the Baltimore Ravens for a handful of games. So I think Mike can still coach offense, but I'm with Chew. I mean, very rarely do you get a third chance in this league. Right, like he's gotten his two chances. I mean, there are a handful of guys. I think John Fox got three chances, but those guys that get a third chance, it just doesn't work out. Like it just doesn't work out for the guys who ultimately get that third chance to be a head coach. So at 62 years old, I think that you're hoping you can pair somebody longer with Jackson Dart than Mike would probably want to coach.
Would you be shocked if they went the college route? Went and grabbed a college coach. You know, obviously Lane Kiffin is the big name in the college space. Everybody's been joking around about how Florida and Ole Miss play this weekend. Florida essentially needs to beat Ole Miss in order to knock Ole Miss out of playoff contention so that they can hire Lane Kiffin before the postseason. Because if Ole Miss is in the postseason, they would have to wait until afterward in order to acquire him. Would Lane Kiffin be a name that you could see going back to the NFL?
No. He's sticking in the SEC. He's going to take one of those open SEC jobs or he's staring where he's at. I think he just relates better in the college game.
Let me ask you this. Could Mike McCarthy go back to college? Because there are a ton of jobs that are open right now and attractive jobs.
At 62, would you want to go? Chewy, you tell me this. At 62 years old, after coaching for as long as Mike has in the pro game, would he want to go back and deal with the retention problems that a lot of these other coaches have had in the college game?
I doubt it, and I think Brian Kelly getting canned in Belichick's experiment there kind of turning into a disaster kind of closes that door. I mean, and I heard rumblings, Jen, of Belichick being on that list. Let's not forget he was the D coordinator under Parcells, mm-hmm. and they loved him in New York.
Bill Belichick not on the list as far as the odds go at DraftKings. Now, again, we're using DraftKings because I haven't seen an ESPN bet prop bet on this, and I don't think the Potawatomi is sort of...
Hey, who's going to be the Giants' next
either.
Head coach?
But Mike McCarthy is the leader, according to DraftKings. Jeff Hafley on the list as well at plus 1,200, for those of you who are paying attention to that. Robert Saleh on the list at plus 1,400. Lane Kiffin, plus 1,400. John Gruden, plus 1,400. You think John Gruden shoe gets back in the league?
No. I don't. I think his only route would be college.
If well, even then, man, like if yeah, John I know, Gruden, but... if John Gruden's the answer, you're asking the wrong questions.
Yeah.
I was in college still the last time John Gruden had a winning season in coaching football.
Yeah.
It was back in 2007. It was the last time John Gruden had a winning year, and he hasn't coached now in 4 years. Also in his 60s. Like,
he's
it's just,
right. He's been riding that Super Bowl in Tampa Bay with Tony Dungy's team.
So. Sure, and I think he the stuff he's doing for Barstool, he's producing a lot of great content. He's keeping his name out there, but he should just stay in the space he's at because yeah. it would only be a disaster wherever he went.
I feel like if Packers fans are wondering who they should put their support behind, I would say Big Mike, because Big Mike does get the job. That means that Jeff Hafley didn't get the job, and maybe you retain your defensive coordinator for a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, there's going to be more than just one head coach opening.
Yeah.
So that's one bullet dodged, but you got a lot more coming behind it that I think a lot of teams are going to be interested in Jeff Hafley, because to Chewy's point, if the defense continues to play as well as it is, but Hafley is going to be one of the hottest names, being a younger coach, being a coach that, yes, it was at the college level, at least has head coaching experience and knows what goes into that. Like he only interviewed one place last year, and that was for the Jets. I'm guessing he's going to get multiple interviews as long as the defense keeps looking the way it has.
You mentioned that mm-hmm. the bullets flying through the air. Now I'm picturing Neo from The Matrix when he's doing that very famous scene where he's back and the bullets are flying past him and all that stuff. Maybe Hafley has that type of
Yeah, but Hafley, if the bullets are a head coaching job, doesn't he want to get hit by one?
I don't know. This metaphor has gone off the rails as expected. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We do have Top 8 at 8 coming up next. We've enjoyed having Professional Construction Inc. help us with all of our home projects. I was just thinking last night, I need to call my friends over at PCI. We have a door to a bathroom that needs to be turned into a window. I know you're like, what? Why do you have a door in your bathroom? Yeah, it went out to the balcony. You remember the balcony. It was leaking water into our kitchen. PCI took care of that for us, but we needed them to come over and convert that door back into a window, and I know that the PCI team can handle it. And that's a pretty small project. They can handle your big projects too. If you're thinking of building a new home or remodeling your home, maybe you just want to work on renovating a basement like we did. PCI can handle it. And now, guys, they offer a virtual interior design program so you can see photorealistic renderings of what your room could look like with PCI's help. Learn more at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months?
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN. In my mind when
she's not right there beside me. Take a trip to Jackpot Land at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. Play with your rewards card for shares of $300,000 each month and entries into the December Jackpot Land drawings, where another $300,000 in cash and prizes is waiting to be won by you. Plus, your drawing entries from September, October, and November all count as well. It is only at Potawatomi. More information, of course, available online. Must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play.
The Top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pine.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The Top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The Top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The Top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Chicken.
Chicken!
The Top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
List of eight things in front of me. You and Chew guess back and forth until you get one incorrect. Then we open it up to the fans. 800-990-3776. Last person to get the last name on the list wins an ESPN Milwaukee prize pack. I am looking at the top eight in terms of receiving yards for the Green Bay Packers in the Matt LaFleur era. So since Matt LaFleur has been head coach, the top eight Packers in receiving yards.
Well, Devontae, right?
So Devontae Adams is number one, 3,924 yards.
Christian Watson?
Christian Watson is number five on the list, 1,841 yards.
Romeo?
Romeo Dobbs, number three on the list, 2,146 yards.
Jaden Reed?
Jaden Reed, number six on the list, 1,695 yards.
I mean, should we just go with the full sweep with Dontavian Wicks?
Yeah.
No. The sound that you made, the face that Joshy gave me, so I was just throwing it out there.
It's got to be someone Rodgers era.
Who was the leading receiver when Devontae Adams left?
Would you stop?
I don't know.
He got mad at you.
I don't know who it was.
What do you mean you don't know?
I can't remember.
Guy. Who was the guy they threw the ball to way too much who's not that good and then followed
them
to New York?
Well, they already guessed Romeo Dobbs.
Oh, well, Alan Lazard.
Why don't you just like, just shove it down her throat even more?
I mean, that's what we have to do here.
What are we doing? There are fans that know
trying
the answers.
Trying to make this go faster.
There are fans that have answers.
What number was he on the list?
Number two.
Wow.
Reset the list.
Devontae, Lazard, Romeo are the top three. Watson, Jaden Reed are five and six.
Receivers or tight ends included?
It's receiving yards. Receiving yards.
Go Tucker Kraft.
Tucker Kraft, number eight on the list. 1,551 yards.
Is there only one
left? There's two left. We have number four and number seven left.
Is it possible Aaron Jones is on this list?
I think it's very possible.
Yeah. Once you said receiving yards, Aaron Jones?
Once I said receiving yards, like I was keeping it a secret. Once he said receiving yards, you know, the
Why
first time.
Why is Gabe so mad? What do you think? We're going to get three?
No, it's because you guys have listening problems.
100% part of it.
yes, Aaron Jones, number four on the list. 1,848 yards, leaving just number seven.
All right, crap.
They would have never gotten number two if it wasn't for Joshy. Try to leave a couple answers for the fans here, Joshy.
I want to guess this guy.
Joshy was basically like, his initials are A-L.
Allen.
I guess let's go with Allen. No, the MVS.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling is number seven on the list. 1,572 yards.
Josh, you got your wish.
So mad.
Yeah, well, again, the point of this is because now I don't know how we give away what we were supposed to give away because we have to give away something.
Give it to us.
Yeah, everyone here wins.
So what, just random caller? Is that what we have to do?
Yeah.
No, I believe it's in the rules that if we win, we win.
I think you want to double check that.
I'll find somebody.
Is there still a game?
You could just give out a number, like pick a four, pick a seven.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what we have to do here.
Is there still a gift closet there?
Yes. Yeah.
It's under heavy lock and key after some of the snafus we've had recently.
Do you have the code?
No.
I used to go in there and steal stuff all the time.
Yeah, which is why it's now under lock and key.
Wait, are you admitting to going in there? Or are you saying that generally speaking, some people would go in there and steal?
Because
when we used to be across
show,
the street and Chewy knew where it was and knew
and
people
I was there on a
there.
Sunday with no one there. And they'd leave the door open like idiots.
What would you take?
T-shirts for the whole family in the Blammer.
We did have a Blammer colored T-shirt once upon a time. We used to have that highlighter.
Yeah.
We used to have the highlighter ESPN Milwaukee T-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. The good old days.
So just so you know, that's how safe Chewy feels right now as a employee of Good Karma Brands. He's just out here tattling on himself about stealing stuff years ago.
Statute of limitations.
The statute is gone.
Yeah, I mean, this was... I mean, at at latest, he probably took something in 2017.
I mean, think we went from Capitol.
Yeah.
To here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's had to been, what, 10 years ago since we've more been in that building? More
than that. No, 2017, I would say, is probably the last time Chewy took something out of. Yeah, we moved up to Capitol in 2018.
Oh, okay. I joined in 2020, so I figured it had to be longer than that. But yeah, I guess I didn't realize you guys were over across the street until 2017.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take stuff out of the fridge, too. Sunday, there was no one there. Like,
well, you're a real joy coworker, aren't you?
Although, I mean, I guess at that point, what would be left in the fridge for you to take
on
a Sunday?
Sodas and stuff like that.
You don't drink soda?
On a Sunday back in the day? Yeah.
A little Coke Diesel on the way home to get you through the drive?
I don't like this idea of, like, telling on ourselves years down the road. Like, that feels like...
So you're not a big confession girl, Jen, are you?
Well, I'm telling the priest. I'm not telling all of our loyal listeners.
Honesty's a core value, Jen.
It is, but I also think stealing is not a core value.
Yeah.
That's fair.
No, I don't think that aligns with the actual one of honesty.
Yeah. They seem to be in direct competition. Uh-huh.
But what if you're honest later about the stealing?
I don't think it counts.
I got a priest that gives me general absolution every now and then. So
the priest isn't the person here we're concerned about.
So when you go to confession, you just say, he knows. Can you just...
I see him in the street, I always ask.
Well, let's be honest here. Like, if Craig was sitting across from us, if this was a Friday and Craig was with us, Craig wouldn't care if Chewy was taking a Coke every once in a while on a Sunday. Honestly, he probably saw Chewy do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Great boss.
And his reluctance to say anything is based on two things. One, size.
Size, yes.
And two, I think he just really likes you, pal. I think he just really, really likes you.
We had some weird stuff that went on in that Capitol building, though. The clown that was like just came out of nowhere across the street.
Oh, you're talking about not Capitol. You're talking about across the street. The blue building.
The blue building.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We used to have people who would stand at the window and just like.
And then we got bum rushed by the SWAT team one time, which was interesting.
There was a lot of public urination that went on right outside those windows.
Well, that was a federal building.
Which you get used to because the bus stop is right there. The only time I actually paused in the middle of a show and was at a loss for words and lost my train of thought is when somebody came off the bus, walked over to one of the shrubs right next to the window,
took a leak,
pulled a donut out, took a bite, and then put it back. That was the only time where I was like, wait, what's going on here? What did I just see?
What's going on here is what a lot of people are thinking as they're listening to this show this morning. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Recovery is just as important as training. That's why my infrared sauna from Good Health Saunas has become a game changer. The deep heat loosens tight muscles, eases soreness, and improves flexibility so I can bounce back fast. Whether it's after a workout or a long week of travel, I feel stronger, more relaxed, and ready to tackle whatever's next. If you want to check out Good Health Saunas, stop in to the Good Health Sauna showroom and walk or visit goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking... Okay,
who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
St. Nick meets St. Kate. It's Jen telling you that the holidays are in full swing at St. Kate the Arts Hotel, where every celebration shines a little bit brighter. Browse unique gifts at the holiday marketplace, gather for unforgettable Christmas Eve and Christmas Day dining, and of course, guys, they have brunch with Santa, a family favorite filled with gifts, joy, treats, and holiday magic. Celebrate the season at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Visit stkatearts.com/holidays for all of the festive details. We started the show this morning talking about screw it, let's try it. It was Josh's idea a few days ago, like, hey, what you're doing isn't working. It's a good example of that. So let's try some different stuff. Let's think outside the box. And look, we got a lot of good ideas in the first segment of the show. I'll rattle off a few of them before going back to my guys for a few new screw it, let's try it for the Packers offense. Gabe said eliminate the bubble screen. Chewy said have Jeff Hafley call the offensive plays. Someone said run the wildcat. I said run tempo early in the game, full drive, No stopping. We talked about doing a fake punt. We talked about Micah Parsons playing fullback, which I actually really like that idea. Just line him up on the other side of the ball. See what he can do. Maybe bowling ball his way to a few yards of first down. How about Malik Willis and Jordan Love both being on the field at the same time? Get out of shotgun, which again seemed like a very like reasonable thing to maybe just try to shake things up a little bit. And Gabe said, give Matthew Golden 8 targets. It doesn't have to be crazy. It doesn't have to be a big number, but like just think about giving the rookie 8 targets.
10 felt greedy.
He's out there on the field. Gabe, you got another screw it, let's try it for the Green Bay Packers offense this weekend?
Let's just for a half, right? Like everybody's trying to figure out who should be calling plays. Why don't we let Jordan Love just call the plays on the field? He used to do it back in the, you know, back in the Lombardi days. The quarterback was calling all the plays on the field. Why don't we just have Jordan Love just for a half, see how it goes? Just have Jordan Love call all the plays in the huddle on the field. Then you go tempo, you do all these different things. Just fully put it all into Jordan Love's hands. Let's just see what happens.
I've got an unpopular one that I'm considering.
Well, might as well just say it.
Picking the Giants.
I don't think you understand how the exercise works.
Well, let's move on quickly here. I've got
how many people are going to pick the Giants? Probably not a lot. Probably very little.
So your screw it, just let's try it, is pick the Giants?
Is lose?
Are you saying like it's some sort of like mental like reverse curse type of thing?
Well, every suck team they played, they lost, right?
What's
Cleveland? What's their record?
It's bad.
Don't let them drag us down this hole. We're going into a direction. Chewy, the idea here is what can we do on offense to fix the team? Not just what can we do that's unpopular or we haven't been done before.
Yeah, but another loss could galvanize them and say,
see, now you're on the right track.
You're saying lose on purpose.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm hearing you, right?
Okay.
I actually saw a suggestion that was like bench Jordan Love. Just see what happens. Like, just see what happens. You know, maybe the guys go, oh, man, it's real serious now.
I've got two I want to roll into one here.
Oh, boy.
What if we just pass every single play? Every single time. 100% pass. They'll never see it coming.
Well, because the next play could always be the one we're going to run. I'm saying the defense would think that.
Honestly, that's basically how Mike McCarthy ran play action. Mike McCarthy just threw the ball so much that play action could still work because the defense would actually say, okay, now they're finally going to run it.
Here's another one, and it's sort of correlated. How about you just go for it every single fourth down?
I thought you were going to say run it every play.
No. Never punt. We just don't punt.
Wherever the ball
is. High school possession possible.
Wherever the ball is, it's just where it is.
Yes.
You know, we're either getting the first down
defense,
or you're taking
guys are
over
great.
At the 30.
Defense, you guys are great. It's going to put a little on you, but we got to switch things up. We're just going for it every single time.
We don't have 3 downs to get 10 yards. Uh-huh. We have 4 downs to get 10 yards.
Exactly. I actually really like that.
The average 3 yards per carry, it changes the math.
Changes
on how many first downs
you're going
to get.
With third down, too, if he knows he's got another one there.
And you get rid of your punter, opens up another roster spot.
No, the other kicker.
For a lineman or a corner.
Inactive. Haversick and McManus.
Thank you.
Active at the same time.
Now you're talking my language. I also like this suggestion that Josh, you put out there. Every penalty, 10 push-ups on the field.
Yeah, this is I like more along the procedural, like the mental air stuff.
Sure.
No.
Public
run a lap.
Shame.
I think you got to run a lap around Giant Stadium.
Wait.
Let's just have Halfley go, or if we're giving the point, just go.
So he's running.
You got 40 seconds.
I was about
to say, 40 seconds.
He's not running the lap in 40 seconds.
I bet you Bull Melton never covers up an eligible wide receiver again if he has to publicly run around the stadium as everybody's watching on national TV.
Or, to your point, do 10 push-ups. I mean, I appreciate the run a lap thing, but these windows that they have for the football games are very tight. You know, like, they're not going
to again, he can be running. He's just going to have to be replaced on the play.
But then again, now he's tired. Now he's fatigued. He's got to come back in
be
and
in
play
better
after
shape.
Running.
Everyone
should have thought about
shirts.
That before you jumped and caused
everyone,
a 5-yard penalty.
Everyone puts their jerseys on backwards. That'll throw them off.
You like the trick play, though, don't you, Chew?
I do. It's about time. Offensively, when's the last time we saw a gadget play? The hook and ladder. The hook and ladder always works in the backyard every single time, Gabe.
Couldn't tell. I mean, I'm not sure the last time the Packers ran.
I said I have one here. Trick play every drive. You got to do one every single time.
Well, because guys love trick plays, right?
Love
you? Like, from an energy standpoint, like, there's something there. Yeah. That, like, you know, we're looking for sparks here. We're looking for something to shake the dust off, shake off the cobwebs of this offense.
How about the O-line goes back to the way Dallas used to do it in the day? Remember that, where they would stand up and then go down? Or are you guys too young for that?
Are you talking like in the 60s?
No, it was like the 80s.
I was born in 86, pal.
Do we think that's really going to make a difference in results, or is it just going
to
look different?
I'm just trying to shock the system, Gabe, and it doesn't matter you're born in 86. I had my first memory when I was like six months.
And nobody actually believes you.
Yeah, they do.
Here's one.
With a blammer?
Every kickoff, onside kick. Stealing possessions.
Yeah, but you got to tell them, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, right? Don't care.
Well, and okay. I don't think you can until the fourth quarter.
That's true. That's a bad point.
Well, you can't onside kick until the fourth quarter? That's
correct.
Yeah.
I did not know that was a rule.
It's part of the rule changes that they did with all the whole kickoff thing.
How about this? Edger and Cooper, offensive weapon.
All is he hurt? I thought I saw him on the injury report. Questionable?
I mean, everybody's
on
the injury
report. Who isn't on the injury report? Did you see how
Micah
long
Parsons
was?
Is on the injury report.
Here you go. Here's another one. Defer both halves. Just get the defense on the field, right?
Well, didn't
it's a better product.
Accidentally almost do that?
Yeah.
800-990-3776. Loyal listeners giving their suggestions for our Screw It, Let's Try It segment here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Here's a crazy one. What if we have our offensive linemen play just one position and not musical chairs?
Too far.
I mean, look, I like it in principle. I like, you know, ideally, yes, utopia, etc.
Unfortunately, it's just not how it plays out in the NFL.
Well, and not how they want to do things.
Phil in the 630 says, how about we stop giving the ball to Savion Williams?
Hey, again, I think that goes back to the whole bubble screen thing, right? I mean, maybe he wants to eliminate the end around as well, because those seem to be the two plays that Savion gets the ball.
Chef Ed says you should stuff LaFleur in a locker and let Love draw the plays up in the dirt.
What about punting on third down on occasion? Hey, third and long?
That seems
third and long? Let's just get to good position.
But do it with Love?
Yeah.
You know, where he's in the shotgun? That takes a couple of steps back.
And catch him off guard.
Boom. Now they're pinned back deep because they don't have anybody back to return the punt.
Exactly.
Seen that work in a high school game or two.
Okay, of all of these that we've suggested, again, this is pending Matthew Golden being healthy enough to be on the field. I like Gabe's. Give Golden 8 targets. Again, we're not being greedy here, folks. We're not saying 15 targets, right? We're not saying make him the obvious focal point of the offense. We're just saying, you know, a couple, a little sprinkle of action.
He stands out on the field more than any other wide receiver.
Crazy.
And they just don't get, like, he's had to work so hard to get 5 or 6 targets, which are his two highest games. Bo Melton goes out there and gets 5 targets, no problem.
Well, and again, you're looking at other wide receivers that are in his draft class this past year who are the focal point of their offense. And yes, I understand that Green Bay is like, oh, no, we got this embarrassment of riches. Do you? Because embarrassment comes to mind, but not in that way.
But, I mean, with Tampa Bay, and I know their wide receivers are beat up, but even when the other guys were healthy, they were still getting Emeka Ogbuka the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're still going, yeah, we got to get this guy the ball. Yeah, like, I'm not crazy, right? He stands out to other people when you're watching the game. Just, oh, this guy seems different.
You said embarrassment of riches. I view it more as like an embarrassment of nickels. We got a whole bunch of guys that are worth 5 cents a pop. Not really going to do us much. You put them all together, and you're like, what do we got, 50 cents here? Put it all together. Yeah, this is great. Wonderful.
Jerriette in the YouTube stream says, what if we stop letting Rich Bisaccia have any say over anything?
I believe there's a word for that in the English language.
Is it fired?
It's fired, yeah. I believe it's fired. I think.
Welcome to my opinion since 2021.
I believe what that says is, what if we fired Rich Bisaccia?
Josh is like, happy to have you here. Plenty of room on the bench. Let's go.
I've been warming up seats for years now.
All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. When you were talking about an embarrassment of nickels, it is a good segue for our next segment here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. R.I.P. the penny. We'll talk about it right after this.
If you feel like you're running on empty, Mentality Health is here to help because they can help you with low testosterone. If you go to the website, mentalityhealth.com/radio, you can book your first appointment. But how do you know if you're dealing with low testosterone? Maybe you have low energy or motivation. You have fatigue. You're just tired all the time. Anxious, moody, irritable, weight gain or muscle loss, especially belly fat. All of those are signs of low testosterone. And if any of that sounds like you, again, just book that first appointment to see if you are dealing with low testosterone. Mentalityhealth.com/radio. And what Mentality can do if you're dealing with low testosterone is help you out. They focus on free testosterone levels, which a lot of doctors overlook, ensuring then that you get treatment that is tailored to you and your body. Then if you start with the treatments, with Mentality, if you have low testosterone, your energy can come roaring back. The belly fat burns off, muscle strengthens. You start to feel like yourself again, which to me is really important. You're confident, driven, ready to tackle life. So what are you waiting for? Don't let low testosterone hold you back. Be at your best for yourself and your family. Go to mentalityhealth.com/radio, mentalityhealth.com/radio, and book your first appointment today.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense,
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid, and we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This November, BetterHelp is encouraging everyone to reach out, check on your friends, reconnect with your loved ones, and remind the people in your life that you are there for them and that they can be there for you. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct. They are fully licensed in the United States. If you have found yourself feeling stuck or feeling like life's challenges are a little tougher right now than they have been in the past, BetterHelp can help. They've got more than 30,000 therapists, one of the world's largest online therapy platforms. They've served more than 5 million people globally. And I have found in my own experience that when I talk to someone about the things that are jamming me up, it always feels better when we untie those knots. If you have felt like me and you think you could use some help, BetterHelp could be your answer. Call #250, say the keyword timeout. That's #250, say the keyword timeout for 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. Well, it was a good run by the penny. 232 years, gang, but officially died on Wednesday when the United States stopped making the penny. I was at the grocery store the other day, gang, and there's a sign at the checkout that says, for all cash transactions going forward, they will be rounding it up to the nearest 5 cents. Now, that doesn't affect me because I boop the card every time.
Round it up? How come they won't round down?
Hey, listen.
Like, if you've got something that's $7.31.
Go down to 30.
Yeah.
You're saying the closest. They should round either way to the closest nickel.
Yeah. If that's the way you want to do it.
Hey, I'll bring that up next time I'm rolling through with my French bread.
It's a suggestion for management, you know?
My soup, which is what I was getting at the grocery store. There have been a lot of people clamoring this for a long time, Chew. Clamoring for this. Yeah. Getting rid of the penny.
Get rid of everything. Change.
Get rid of everything.
Right. Get rid of change. What do you need to...
Oh, change. I thought you were saying change like, you know...
Yeah.
Nah, what are you, crazy?
Why can't you get rid of change? What do you need change for?
Well, you're going to be cool with paying for something that's $2.25, now that's $3?
No, round down.
Yeah, they ain't going to do that, pal.
You don't think so?
No!
Then write it off. Why, do you actually want change, Gabe?
Well, no, but if you're paying cash, I don't want to have to pay more because that's going to add up over time. You add up 25 cents here, 25 cents there. Like, that eventually adds up over time.
It's funny because I have very vivid memories, gang, of my dad having one of those big water jugs, you know, the water things in his bedroom when we were growing up. And every day when he'd come home from work, he would just take his pocket change and, you know, we would get to put it into the big water jug. And there was nothing better than the sound, right, of that clinking on the change that was already there and reverbing off the walls. And it was kind of cool. And then eventually, once it got full, they took it over to the bank. And that was kind of a fun day of like, how I have no idea how much money he had saved and how much filled up that water jug. But like, I have very distinct memories of change. And I got to tell you guys, my 7-year-old, my 5-year-old, no clue.
Yeah.
Zero concept of change. I asked my daughter the other day, how much is it a nickel? And she was like, I don't know. I was like, well, that makes sense. You've never seen change.
We pay for everything with cards. When's the last time you paid for something in cash? Everyone.
Ugh, I got certain people in my life that only take cash.
Really?
Who?
Gabe?
Last time I paid for something in cash. Oh, I was in Orlando with my wife and my mother-in-law. We went to the Botanical Garden, paid for that in cash. It was cheaper to pay in cash.
Oh, that's true. Sometimes they give you a discount if there's cash. But my lawn people, like the people that mow our lawn, only take cash.
Yeah, it's a cash business, baby.
I wonder why that is.
I wonder why. That's weird.
That's peculiar.
That is very weird.
I think I have a good idea, but let's just keep that off the airwaves for tax purposes, shall we?
Cash only bars is probably where I do it the most.
And oh, sure.
I'm probably still at a couple one of those once a month.
Really? I didn't know there was such a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because then you avoid all the fees taxes and whatnot from the credit card companies.
My great friends at Highland Lanes love those people.
I'm reading correctly that this was an expense thing, right? It was costing more to make the pennies than the pennies were worth?
I believe it was costing just a little over 3 cents to make the penny. So it costs triple what it's worth.
It does give new meaning, though, to find a penny, pick it up all day long, you'll have good luck.
I mean, don't worry.
Only if it's heads up. You can't pick up any piece of change.
There's still 300 tails. Billion in circulation. So there's still a couple out there, even though they stopped
making
them.
So what Gabe is saying, don't run to your bank and grab a roll of pennies thinking that you're going to somehow, you know, have an investment sitting around in your drawer. All right. Penny for your thoughts. Will D and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.